Okay, on the telephone line with me, I have Francis Boyle, and I found some information about Mr. Boyle that suggested that you know something about the anthrax scare of 2001, and could you tell me and the listeners your credentials?
Well, in a nutshell, I was the person who drafted the United States implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention, which is known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. That was passed unanimously by both houses of the United States Congress and signed into law by President Bush Sr., where it still is today. As amended. And I've written a book dealing with the anthrax attacks of 2001. It's called Biowarfare and Terrorism, and you can get it at Amazon.com for $15. And we have a web page with updates at Clarity Press, trying to keep it up to date with current developments.
So you've obviously you're in the field of biological science.
I'm a professor of international law, but I have dealt with biological warfare for 35 years.
I see. So you have a long-standing history with it.
That's correct. I work with an organization called the Council for Responsible Genetics in Cambridge, Mass., and we have some of the top life scientists in the world in our membership from Harvard, MIT, and around the country. And I serve as a lawyer, legal advisor for them, though, you know, I want to make it clear I'm speaking here for myself, although my book does have a foreword by my colleague, Professor John King, who is a professor of microbiology at MIT. So, you know, I've worked with some of the best scientists in the world on the subject as well.
Well, what piqued my interest about what you had written was that the sophistication of the anthrax that was used in the 2001 was that it was so sophisticated that it had to come from a U.S. weapons manufacturer. Is that correct?
That's correct. Both Professor King and I and Dr. Barbara Rosenberg, whom I've also worked with, each independently reached that conclusion shortly after the technology of the Daschle letter was revealed in the pages of the New York Times. You had this was super weapons-grade anthrax. A trillion spores per gram, electrostatically charged, a special heat processing applied to dry it out. Even in the days when the United States government had an openly declared biological warfare program before the Biological Weapons Convention, we did not have anything this sophisticated. So the conclusion I think all three of us reached independently was that it had to have come from a United States government lab. Later on, we know, for example, that the anthrax strain involved was Amestrain anthrax. It probably came, which has been used in the past by the United States government for biological warfare purposes. The strain itself came out of Fort Detrick, which is the high security U.S. government biowarfare laboratory. The New York Times book Germs also produced evidence that the United States government had been involved in biowarfare work involving anthrax. So, you know, and the a special drying process, so that it, you know, you'd have particles that you could use. So all the evidence points to the United States government source for this anthrax.
Is it illegal for these firms to be producing it?
Of course, it violates not only the Biological Weapons Convention, but also my act, which is still on the books, and provides life imprisonment. It's a felony.
Wow.
I did not put the death penalty in there because I don't believe in the death penalty for anyone,
mm-hmm.
but I did put life imprisonment in there basically to try to scare people from getting involved, especially so-called life scientists working for private corporations and businesses and in universities. But unfortunately, this is an inside job. It was conducted by scientists working for the United States government itself, and undoubtedly in one of these weapons laboratories, again, Fort Detrick, probably Dugway, where the weapon itself was assembled.
So even if the group is claiming that they're manufacturing these working with them for purely study and informational things, is still illegal under your act?
That's correct. That's just propaganda.
Right.
Under the Biological Weapons Convention, you know, you might have very small quantities for testing purposes, but that's it. And that's not what we saw in action here. And indeed, the critical point that everyone needs to keep in mind is that there is still out there today a stockpile of this super weapons-grade anthrax in the hands of either the CIA or the Pentagon that can be used again. It is there.
Mm-hmm. Now, does this particular grade of anthrax, do they have any kind of nanotechnology involved with it?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
But it did have electrostatic charging on there so it could float in the air. It had to have been dried and then superheated and dried and then this electrostatic process. I personally haven't seen it. There, you know, who knows? There could be a nanotechnology on there, but I haven't examined it.
And you and the three people that came to the consensus about the origins of this, that was based on all of the information that came out through the New York Times on the description of the anthrax.
That's correct. Well, I can't speak for Dr. Rosenberg, but yes, Professor King and I both had a look at it independently when it came out. And actually, I was chairing a workshop at Harvard with Dr. King November 2001. Shortly after this, and we both independently stated our conclusion that this was manufactured by the United States government weapons program. Yes.
Another thing I heard is that the anthrax was sent to senators who opposed the Patriot Act.
That's right. Both Senator Leahy and Senator Daschle were hit with the super weapons grade anthrax. And at that time, they were holding up the USA Patriot Act in Congress because, let's be honest, it basically sets up a United States police state. And soon after they were hit with the anthrax, their opposition to the USA Patriot Act ended, and it was rammed through Congress, where we have to live with it today. And interestingly enough, and not surprisingly, when the renewal of the Patriot Act came up 5 years later or so, Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, to his credit, was trying to hold it up in the Senate. And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a bag of white powder appeared before the Senate office building, and they had an anthrax scare. Whereupon the USA Patriot Act renewal was rammed through Congress once again. Now, it turned out this second time the powder was not anthrax, but it was an anthrax scare at the United States Senate. So there is a pattern here.
It was sufficient enough to get everybody to pass it again.
The scare, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's... stuff is so predictable, it's right out of the think tank.
Well, obviously, this is well thought out. The anthrax itself had to have been manufactured and prepared quite some time over a period of years to get that level of sophistication. We know there were the government had commissioned studies for the dissemination of anthrax through the mail. So this had been in the works for quite some time. So it, you know, it just didn't happen all of a sudden out of nowhere. It was part of a plan.
Mm-hmm. Now, is anyone still pursuing this or investigating it or trying to get some kind of legal action against the people who perpetrated this?
I believe there has been a lawsuit filed by some of the families of the people who were working at the post office and were killed by means of the anthrax. I have not been involved in those lawsuits. In addition, I have given interviews to some over the years investigative reporters who are looking into the matter. The FBI investigation is totally bogus and a sham. The day that technology came out on the Daschle letter in the New York Times, I called up a very high-level FBI special agent in charge of terrorism by the name of Marion Spike Bowman, who knew of my work in biowarfare, twice to give him my opinion that this probably came out of a U.S. government lab. I had a list of all the labs as of about 1990,
mm-hmm.
and the researchers.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the whole list of labs and researchers with him over the phone, and I said, you could obviously update this at the Pentagon, and that we also know the CIA is involved in this as well from the Germs book by the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very small number of individuals that would have the capability and the facilities to manufacture this anthrax weapon. And at that point he said, well, we're coordinating our investigation with Fort Detrick. And I said, well, Fort Detrick could very well be the problem here, not the solution.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would forward it on to the people involved in the investigation. Soon thereafter, the FBI authorized the destruction of the government's Ames strain collection at Ames, Iowa, whereupon it was clear to me a cover-up was being orchestrated by the FBI. So the FBI, I'm sure they know exactly who was behind this attack.
Mm-hmm.
But since it leads back to a United States government program, that is criminal, they're certainly not going to reveal whoever it is. And by the way, in the David Ray Griffin book, A New Pearl Harbor, it turns out that Mr. Bowman was the same FBI agent who killed the request by the FBI agents in Minneapolis for a FISA warrant into Mr. Moussaoui's computer that, in theory, might have been able to prevent 9/11. He's the same guy.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Well, you can, the documentation for all this with the footnotes can be found in my book, Biowarfare and Terrorism. I'm just giving you, you know, an interview over the phone,
mm-hmm.
but I have, you know, a scholarly book with a gazillion footnotes and documentation. Please read it for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and draw your own conclusions.
I try to keep up with listening to other radio programs and see what other people are talking about and doing. And this morning on NPR, they were talking about Obama's pastor, Reverend Wright, made a statement that upset some people, and his statement was that he believed that the AIDS virus was manufactured by the United States. Have you heard any evidence that would support that?
The only evidence I have seen that, you know, I mean, there is a book written on it, you know, which I have read. There are a couple books.